Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. A sports news update for Club Tokemwal, Australia's premier Murray River golfing destination with two top 40 golf courses. Talk to the golf package team today.
Good to touch base with Calculating Cal in just a moment. It is a Thursday. The rabbit hole didn't go out yesterday. Why not, Tim?
That was my fault. It was my fault. I was busy, so.
So is that getting recorded today?
Yes, it is.
And when will it drop?
It'll drop later today, once it's been legal.
The derby is on this week, the West Coast Eagles versus the Fremantle Dockers. Mm-hmm. What game do you reckon they're replaying right now on Fox Footy?
The one where they erupted into an all-in brawl. Would that be the one?
I don't know for certain, but it looks to me like it's the punch the living suitcase out of each other game, which doesn't happen these days, which is a good thing.
Phil Matera's just taken a big mark in the goal square.
Well, he's taken a mark.
He's been nominated for the WA Italian Team of the Century, like my old mate Cooker has.
Has he?
Yeah.
Sausage Gossage is...
he's hosting it.
He'd be running the show over there. I've got Jared Schofield coached Liam Baker to a waffle flag.
Right.
What are you looking at me like that?
No, there's a connection there. That's what
I'm
saying.
And then Jared Schofield was seen deep in discussion with Liam when they were over there last week.
Right. That's Liam, not Leon.
Thank you. Did you slip a Leon in there?
Apparently I did before, yeah.
Calculating Cal Toomey joins us. G'day, Calculator.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Tim. Not sure Leon Baker would be much on the trade market this year, but Liam Baker...
Don't underestimate Leon.
He could still play. I saw him the other day, Cal. He's very, very fit still.
Oh, well, he was nearly BOG in that grand final, wasn't he, Tim?
Very, very close. He was a magnificent player. You're probably too young to remember him. He was a magnificent player.
There's only one player unlucky not to get the Norm Smith medal in that game, and I'm constantly reminded of it. Now, I know I've got to get my head around the fact that this salary cap is going up and up and up and up, so the figures that are bandied around for certain players sound excessive, but that's the world we live in. Is that going to be the case for Andy McGrath?
Well, we've heard a lot about most of the leading free agents. There hasn't been heaps spoken about Andy McGrath's contract. It's been pretty quiet. But my understanding is there is a six-year offer put forward for him there at Essendon. Now, he's restricted free agent, so he's in their top 25% earners this year, which you'd expect as the vice-captain. Longer deals do give clubs flexibility within their cap. Essendon re-signed Darcy Parrish last year for 6 years, Mason Redmond for five, Zach Merritt signed for 6 years in his free agency year. Jordan Ridley kind of just redid a deal that ended up being a six-year term. So that's in sync with their other players of a similar stage and level. McGrath, of course, the number one pick in 2016. But, that one's a pretty fresh one with the six-year offer there.
Hey, Cal, just remind us again why the clubs love these long, long-term deals.
Well, for one, it's free market rate at the moment, a free agent rate at this point. So he's in that peak period of his career, and they like to have these guys on the longer-term deals because it lets them move around their money. And it means that you can front-end it, you can back-end it, you can push it to later in the deals, you can add on an extra couple of years later on. I know there's all talk about this, but Essendon have salary cap space. Last year, they signed Ben McKay on 6 years with a trigger for a seventh, but front-ended it heavily. So while they've got all this money, they're paying for it now and they can still attack the market in coming years. So it gives flex, and if something has to happen down the track, then you actually still own the player, and if they want to leave, you have some trade control.
Great explanation. Tell us about the deal that Brisbane have tabled for Goose.
Chuck Berry. Jared Berry's another one who is a restricted free agent. Only nine of them in the game at the moment. It does mean that if he wants to leave the Lions, they could match an offer, but Brisbane has made a contract offer to keep him. Expect those talks to get moving a little more in coming weeks, maybe a bit closer to mid-year, but obviously pretty settled in Queensland where his brother is at Gold Coast as well as other family up there. Rivals are keeping an eye on it, wondering if the promise of more midfield and centre bounce time could sway him, but the Lions have an offer in front of him. So he and obviously Hugh McCluggage are their big ones at the moment, weighing their free agency calls.
Have you ever stood next to him?
Goose?
Yeah. Jared Berry?
Yeah. No, both of you. He's much bigger than you think he is.
How big is he?
He's big.
What?
He's about your size.
He's not.
He'd be a touch under you.
Jared Berry, are you talking about?
Yeah.
From the Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, he's much bigger than you think. What about Ollie Florent? Is he getting close to re-signing there at Sydney?
Yeah, he's not quite as tall as Gary.
No, he's not.
He's been one of their big priorities at the Swans as well. They've clearly kicked off Errol Goulden and James Robon for four-year deals. Ollie Florent could be the next one. He's in negotiations on a longer-term deal. Expecting that one to be around the 4 to 5 year mark. Unrestricted free agent and has that interest from Victorian clubs, but rivals are now expecting him to stay at Sydney. Logan McDonald and Will Hayward, the other two in the Swans' big five. Logan also signalled his intentions to stay.
I apologise to you and stand corrected. 192 centimetres.
And you are?
193.
There you go.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Academy changes. We spoke on Tuesday on this program about academies and talent coming through, not bemoaning the fact that they're getting access to them, but rather congratulating them on developing this particular part of it. What are the changes potentially that may happen?
Yeah, I think there's about 10 players. You spoke to Tyler Adams before about in the Swans and Gold Coast game this week. About 10 players across that game come through their respective academies. Lots on the agenda of the AFL. We spoke to Andrew Dillon yesterday on afl.com.au. And interestingly, he didn't rule out bringing these bidding changes for father, sons and academies for this year's draft. So usually the AFL likes to give clubs a lot of lead-in time, given future picks can be swapped and all of that. The clubs had been expecting it more likely for 2025. So that's still a watch. He didn't rule it in, didn't rule it out. Clearly there's going to be a higher rate paid for these academy and father-son players and a little bit closer to whether that means the discount is gone or something around having a pick within the round that the bid comes. Something like that will be worked through. But he also spoke, Andrew Dillon, about the concussion payout policy. Obviously, very topical at the moment, given the retirements of Angus Brayshaw and Nathan Murphy. You know, he spoke to him last night, Tim, and how much of their contracts are paid within the salary cap or outside of it. So Andrew Dillon said that that news and policy will be delivered to clubs within the next few weeks at the very latest. So that's very, very close to coming and being formalised.
And a couple of standouts from the AFL Academy game last week that have got an AFL connection already, or a father-son type connection?
Yeah, a couple actually. So you guys are obviously all across Levi Ashcroft and Jagger Smith and Josh Smiley. A couple of others stood out last week. Luke Traynor, he's a mobile defender, had 20 disposals and 4 marks. He was the best on ground. Bit of a Jordan Ridley type. Very nice kick and shaping as a potential top 15 pick. He's actually the grandson, I believe, of Doug Wade. So the family connection there. And also Taj Houghton, who was a late call-up to the academy. He's an exciting half-forward midfield. He's the son of former Magpie Trent and the Carlton player as well, Trent Houghton, and also the brother of current Saint Ollie. He's a half-forward midfielder. He's been really, really good to the start of this season. He kicked 2 goals from 18 touches. Yeah, wiry type, but really smart around goal. He's definitely pushing up the ranks. So a couple of names there to keep an eye out on.
He's not father-son eligible, though, is he, my understanding?
No. No, he's not. Trent didn't play 100 games at either club, so falls short. So he'll be in the open draft.
Round 6 also is the time, once round 6 is completed, where clubs can start to negotiate with first-round draft picks to extending their contract. Am I right in saying that?
You are. So as of Monday, they're able to do that officially. I'm sure conversations have been going on in the background before then. I don't expect too much movement, though, on the first round picks to be re-signed, or the top 20 picks to be re-signed.
Why not?
Well, they've got 3 years now, so it's kind of an unintended consequence a little bit in that if they were just up to their 2 years like standard in the past, I think a lot of them would have already done an extra 2 years to get them to their 4. At the moment, though, they're waiting and just seeing what the value skyrockets to. We actually wrote about this on afl.com.au today. There's a funny little quirk that does apply to the top 5 picks. I won't go into it in detail, but it does allow them to be paid a lot more in their 3rd year if they reach a couple of marks. And that can give the likes of West Coast with Harley Reid and Colby McKercher with North Melbourne a chance to really pay them what they are worth in their 3rd year, like a Dacos and Sheasel might be worth next year. But I don't expect too much movement on the 3rd year deals just yet.
All right, a little bit of rapid fire for you just to finish off. These have come off the old temper text machine. Josh Battle, got any information there?
I think most likely to stay at the Saints, but there is interest in there. I think they're working through a contract at the moment.
Filippo?
Yeah, I think that one will happen reasonably soon, in talks on a 2-year deal.
Bailey Smith to Collingwood?
Oh, well, they've been interested all the way through, as has Geelong and Hawthorn, so that one's not going to be happening anytime soon.
Spide Everett's son, is he a possibility for father-son?
Yeah, Boston Everett. He's a chance, yeah. He's spent some time with the Saints Academy, also alongside Justin Peckett's son as well, Elwood Peckett. So a couple of potential father-sons there.
Mm. All right. Well, it's a very nice comprehensive wrap from you, Calculator.
And congratulations on your one-on-one interview with Andrew Dillon too. How did you secure that?
Hey, hard-fought one, that one.
He scooped everyone. Hey, thanks for coming on and sharing those thoughts. You can read all about it on afl.com.au, where the calculator is the main man there. Who is the main headline act between you and Riley?
No, even. It's always even. We're a team. So we don't lose as a team on AFL.com.
What Riley said.
Do you know there's three Rileys playing tonight too, and they're all spelt differently?
Is that right? I didn't know that. Hey, Tim, I thought you weren't going to tell Gaz about our texting yesterday. So we've keeping that under wraps.
No, it slipped out. Sorry about that.
Me and Calculator go way, way, way back.
Not as far back as the Wisp and the Cal.
No, you don't. How far back do you go?
Way back.
All right. I might have to talk to you later today, Calculating Cal. Thanks for joining us.
There you go.
See you, mate. So now, we got a message, an aggressive message, saying that we hadn't updated from the champions. Yes, we have. We've done that. Sometimes people don't hear the scores whispers and they assume you haven't read the mouth.
Are you going to go again?
Well, they wanted to know particularly Man City and Real Madrid, and he's hoping that Man City got bundled out.
Right.
And they did. So well done. You'll be happy.
I've been
there was a penalty shootout and Real have beaten Man City 4-3.
I've been wanting to get to this question for a while. Who would you rather have right now? Okay, you can choose between these two players. Would you rather Ginnivan at Hawthorn or would you rather Schultz at Collingwood?
I would rather Lockie Schultz, but we'll discuss it further after you speak to Josh.